And while I was working there, I bought a VTL 1000, RCA VTL 1000, and the BTA 250, which was the driver, and a Gates 300G. And took all the parts that I needed, like the 833 sockets and the iron. I'm running RCA iron here, I swear by it. The old RCA iron, just this beautiful iron. And the rig runs with the matching Heising reactor. And to make a long story short, got all the 258 iron sitting here on the floor, along with pretty much every part I need to put together my new transmitter, which will be a 160-meter, 75-meter transmitter, pretty much a backup for this transmitter. Right now, this rig is a 75-meter through 20-meter rig. And she's pretty well parked right here on the band. She's been optimized for this band. I've got a BC610 Model H that that is on my backup transmitter right now, and we've got her parked down on 160 meters. Excuse me. Well, I want to build up a nice 500-watt rig. This rig was built back before the DC input rule here in the States got changed. She was a true kilowatt in, and, 1,000 watts DC input rig. And, of course, they changed the power ratings here and put us all into a PEP category, which greatly reduced the output power of an AM rig can produce. And I've got this thing dialed down as far as she'll go, and we're real close. We're within 10%. And my measuring equipment could be out 5%, which means I could be right on the button here. So I think it's close enough to let it ride. And of course the antennas do the work anyways. I learned that the hard way after building this rig. I got on the air one night and decided to play a game, so I put the BC610 right on the same band and broke in when it came around to me on the 610, and nobody even mentioned it. Nobody mentioned the difference. And that's when I realized I didn't need the power. It's the antenna out there that's doing the work for me. It was a sad moment, but we got through it. Yeah. Sounds good on the 813 rig. I personally would use 810s. I'm a firm believer for triodes. Triodes in the audio circuit. I feel very strong about that. Triodes are great audio tubes. And, that's the way I would go on that. And the rig we're building here is going to be an 833 modulated by a pair of 250 THs. Kind of an exotic rig. But it's going to be a triode rig. My first all-triode rig. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.